97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, Ethan, happy birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That's what? It's your birthday today, Ethan?
It is.
I'm kidding.
We didn't know that.
Well, but I said
did
happy
bring
birthday
you some
when I walked
donuts
in.
Donuts for your birthday.
You did, and they were delicious.
All right. I'm glad we got you off on the right foot this
Wait,
morning.
can I just toot his own horn for him for a second? Because I know he won't. It's his birthday. Mark brings him donuts in, and he's trying to offer the other donuts to all of us because he's like, well, I know you like this one. We're like, no, Ethan, it's your birthday. You pick the
you
one
get
that
to
you
pick
want.
Your own donut.
That's how kind Aww. Ethan is.
I'm just not
just
a bubble.
Just so you all know. Well, also that. Your choice of words, not mine, Ethan.
Oh, ask my friends. They know I am. Let's start with heart. Ann Wilson took to her social media. If you remember a couple months ago, I did a story that Ann Wilson, she was diagnosed cancer. With cancer. And she dropped out of the tour with Cheap Trick. Well, she got on her social media posts, and she is saying she's doing absolutely fine now. She went through chemotherapy. She said it's been, to put it mildly, a lot of chemo is no joke, which... If you've been through it, you know that's true.
But they were supposed to be here next Friday.
Yeah.
And then they announced a whole bunch of new dates to make up for those shows. St. Louis is not on that list currently.
Boo to that.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So the announcement was she's coming back.
Yes. Yeah, they announced a whole bunch of new dates to make up for the shows that they lost, but we are not on that list yet.
Okay.
I think she's taking off the rest of this year, and they will be back on tour in 2025, is the way they put it.
Good.
I don't know if you've seen this or not. This is kind of the b-hole of the day. The Pittsburgh Pirates, their first baseman, Roddy Tells, he was just 4 plate appearances short of earning $200,000 for a performance bonus. Well, they released him on Tuesday. 4 short.
Oh.
So he did not get to make it.
Does he got 4 games left?
They no, had 6 games
cut.
Left.
And 6 games left and they cut him.
They DFA'd him.
Woo!
Just so he wouldn't get his $200,000 bonus.
That's
allegedly,
management.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's some good management. They were thinking ahead.
I feel sorry for that guy. More sports. Matthew Sluka. He's the starting quarterback for the undefeated UNLV Rebels. He announced his decision to leave the team due to unfulfilled commitments made to him upon his transfer. Sluka is a senior who joined UNLV from Holy Cross. He shared the news on Instagram and X, stating he will utilize his redshirt year and not participate in any further games this season. So what had happened was, apparently a assistant coach told him he would be getting $100,000, and that was not delivered. He's only gotten $3,000 so far, so he is walking.
Can in NIL that? Money, right?
Apparently he can.
That's how they yes. ruin sports.
I was going
right
to say, this
right
is
there.
What's going to happen more and more. This
in
is
nutshell.
Just the beginning of it.
Can you promise them
You
that?
Promised
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm sure they promised
wow, $300,000
yeah.
and you didn't come through.
I'm sure this was going on long before the NIL stuff, too.
Hey, leave Kentucky out of this. I'm just saying, we liked it the way it was before.
And that's how, wasn't it?
When Kentucky
nobody
won,
talked
uncontested.
About it. Nobody talked about it.
Well, now they're airing their grievances.
Leave the alumni alone.
If you're looking for a job, UPS announced yesterday that it intends to hire over 125,000 employees to handle deliveries this holiday season. The package delivery giant said in a post on its website that nearly 75% of its seasonal jobs do not require an interview, and applicants can get a job offer in just 10 minutes. The company said that it's looking for commercial drivers, licensed drivers, seasonal delivery drivers, and package handlers. If you work for UPS and you get somebody hired, you're going to get a $250 bonus. And if you want to know how much they're going to get, package handlers are going to get about $21 an hour. The other two delivery drivers are about $23 an hour.
Wow.
So you just need a CDL. You don't need an interview. You just walk in and boom, here's the job.
I think they do like a 10-minute interview online.
You have a CDL?
Yes.
You legal? Actually, we won't even ask that question. Doesn't matter.
This is kind of a crazy one. Two former nurses face charges for allegedly taking and sharing inappropriate pictures of patients. This was at Independence Health Westmoreland Hospital. I believe that's just outside of Pittsburgh. Both are accused of invasion of privacy, harassment, and other offenses HIPAA? After a group text among hospital employees revealed improper patient care.
Oh, that is like a fear of mine. Not that I've been in that really situation, but I don't know. It's like Airbnbs, that secret cameras, hotel rooms, and creepy...
Yeah, I could see that. Or you're in there getting ready for a procedure. You're in the little robe that doesn't close in the
Sir?
Back, and they say, "Hey, aren't you on TV?"
You
that
ready for your colonoscopy, Mark?
Yeah, that happened to me one time. That's not the situation you want to be in.
Get more at 971talk.com.